What is your favourite educational book and what's it about?
Why We Sleep by Dr. Matthew Walker. It just really drives home the importance of sleep and how much of our life it informs and affects. And it also gives you some practical help in terms of working on your sleep. The second book that I'd recommend is Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck. And I've literally just finished reading this book. And it's basically about the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset, and how really as individuals we have a bit of both within us, but the more you can indulge in the growth mindset, the more success you're setting yourself up for. And that's success, defining success with relationships, not just sort of your normal measures. And I really think it can help you understand other people as well by having a better understanding of yourself. So Why We Sleep by Dr. Matthew Walker and Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck.
My favourite educational book is probably one that I've got in my library right in front of me, and it's the Special Strength Training Manual for Coaches. That's by Verkhoshansky, and the clue is kind of in the title, Special Strength Training Manual for Coaches. But I like this book because it draws upon old Soviet methods, pairs it with modern research and a modern way of thinking, and applies it to the athlete and the coaching side of things there. So very fun book.
So my favourite educational book, the one that's probably helped me out the most when I was an athlete and then moving into like coaching sport, is a book called Flow in Sport. So I can't remember the author off the top of my head, but it's all about sort of like mindset in sport, or mindset in just in general life, but mainly in a sporting scenario.
So I couldn't think of just one, so I went for two. One is The Anatomy of Stretching by Brad Walker. That's pretty self-explanatory. It's lots of pictures of muscles and stretches, and which muscles they stretch, what they do, what they're good for, what they're counterintuitive for. Lots of, it's a bit more like my Bible really. I really like that one. And the other one is one called Light on Yoga by BKS Iyengar, which is actually from 1966, but it's a really good book, and it's a really comprehensive yoga book with lots and lots of poses. And again, it goes into real great detail about how useful they are for different things.